Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is another in this occasional series of readings from and brief notes and commentary upon Eusebius of Caesarea's The Ecclesiastical History. Here is Book 5, Chapters 9 through 11. Chapter 9. When Antoninus had held the empire for 19 years, Commodus received the sovereignty. And in his first year, Julian was appointed to the episcopate of the churches in Alexandria when Agrippinus had completed his ministry after 12 years. Chapter 10. At that time, a man very famous for his learning, named Pantanus, had charge of the life of the faithful in Alexandria. For from ancient custom, a school of sacred learning existed among them. This school has lasted on to our time. And we have heard that it is managed by men powerful in their learning and zeal for divine things. But tradition says that at that time Pantanus was especially eminent, and that he had been influenced by the philosophic system of those called Stoics. They say that he showed such zeal in his warm disposition for the divine word that he was appointed as a herald for the gospel of Christ to the heathen in the East, and was sent as far as India. For indeed, there were until then many evangelists of the word who had forethought to use inspired zeal on the apostolic model for the increase and the building up of the divine word. One of these was Pantanus, and it is said that he went to the Indians, and the tradition is that he found there that among some of those there were those who had known Christ. The gospel, according to Matthew, had preceded his coming. For Bartholomew, one of the apostles, had preached to them, and had left them the writing of Matthew in Hebrew letters, which was preserved until the time mentioned. Pantanus, after many achievements, was at the head of the school in Alexandria until his death, and orally and in writing expounded the treasures of the divine doctrine. Chapter 11. In his time, Clement, the namesake of the pupil of the apostles who had once ruled the Church of Rome, was famous in Alexandria for his study of the Holy Scriptures with Pantanus. In the Hypotyposes, which he composed, he mentioned Pantanus by name as his teacher, and he seems to me to allude to him in the first book of the Stromatis, when he speaks thus in reference to the more distinguished members of the apostolic succession which he had received. This work is not a writing composed for show, but notes stored up for my old age, a remedy against forgetfulness, an image without art, and a sketch of those clear and vital words which I was privileged to hear, and of blessed and truly notable men. Of these, one, the Ionian, was in Greece, another in South Italy, a third in Calo-Syria, another from Egypt, and there were others in the East, one of them an Assyrian, another in Palestine of Hebrew origin. But when I had met the last, and in power he was indeed the first, I hunted him out from his concealment in Egypt and found rest. But these men preserved the true tradition of the blessed teaching directly from Peter and James and John and Paul, the holy apostles, son receiving it from father, but there were few like their fathers, and by the blessing of God they came down to us to deposit those ancestral and apostolic seeds. Here ends Book 5, Chapters 9 through 11, and we'll move on to some notes and commentary. These three chapters focus on the bishops and teachers at Alexandria in Egypt, a very important early center of Christianity. Chapter 9 notes the imperial transition in the Roman Empire from Antoninus to Commodus, who was the sole emperor from 180 to 192. And then in parallel, it notes the transition among the bishops in Alexandria as Julian succeeded Agrippinus as bishop. Chapter 10 introduces Pantanus, a man very famous for his learning, who directed what Eusebius calls a school of sacred learning in Alexandria. Eusebius also says that the school continued to his day in the early 4th century. It is noted that Pantanus had been influenced by Stoicism, and that tradition held that he had been a herald of the gospel to the East and had gone as far as India as an evangelist. It is also noted that when he arrived in India, He found that there were already those there who knew Christ, since the apostle Bartholomew had preached to them and even left them the Gospel of Matthew in Hebrew letters. Chapter 11 turns to Clement of Alexandria, named after Clement of Rome, Eusebius says, who had studied the scriptures with Pantanus. Eusebius says that Clement made reference to Pantanus as his teacher in his work, The Hypotyposes, and he also believes he alluded to him in his writing called The Stromatis, where he also makes reference to having consulted various men who had known the ancient men and preserved what he calls the true tradition as from father to son, directly from the apostles. In conclusion, we see another section here in the history where there's an emphasis on both the imperial succession and the ecclesiastical succession among the bishops. We also see an emphasis on Alexandria in Egypt as a key center of early Christianity, and especially as a center of learning, scholarship, and the study of the scriptures. Well, this brings this episode to an end. Hope this has been helpful, and I will look forward to speaking to you in the next episode. Till then, take care and God bless.